Good evening and welcome to the Eternal Affairs Media interview with Clay Clark for September the 12th, 2022. Very special topic tonight. Clay Clark is of the Reawaken America Tour, which is a fantastic thing. Everybody should get involved in and follow that. Phenomenal. If it's in your area, you should stop by and go out of your way to visit if you can. We have some special things tonight about the World Economic Forum and some things that are going on. And well, no further ado, Clay Clark. Clay, go ahead and give a quick intro if you want to introduce your Reawaken America tour to start, and go ahead and do that, and then let's get into it.
Well, I am the host of the Reawaken America tour, the organizer of the Reawaken America tour, the host of the Thrive Time Show podcast, a close friend of General Flynn, Eric Trump, Kash Patel, and I seek to expose the Great Reset and to contrast that to the Great Reawakening, and that's what I do all day, every day.
Fantastic. Well, what's with the World Economic Forum? You got a very important topic to discuss tonight. I know that I had concern when I saw your topic of interest. I know that the new king, now that the Queen of England, God rest her soul, has passed. The new king is very involved in World Economic Forum. He has been for some time. I'm kind of scared, and a lot of countries are actually looking at breaking ties again with England because of that. Include, I believe, Australia and Canada and a few others have concerns over it. But why don't you promote your idea and tell me what was so exciting about coming tonight and talking to us about this?
Well, okay, so let's go into King Charles here for a second. I got an audio clip I'll play here. King Charles, you know, he's been working with Klaus Schwab, and he's been working on implementing this thing called the Great Reset for 50 years. What? 50 years. So I'm going to hit play here. This is King Charles speaking here on, this would be at the annual World Economic Forum event in 2020. So this is at the annual World Economic Forum event of 2020. Listen to what he says out loud. It's so crazy. Again, this is Prince Charles, aka now King Charles, and he states these things out loud. So listen in, folks. Here we go.
Beyond. It's truly a great honor.
So Klaus Schwab is introducing him.
And privilege to welcome His Royal Highness, to welcome him back to the annual meeting. I'm particularly delighted because it has been almost 30 years ago since your last participation. I sense the signals that we are reaching a global tipping point, as it has been mentioned many times here, in areas that are so close to the heart of His Royal Highness.
It's time for businesses, industries, and countries alike to design and implement how they will decarbonize and transition to net zero. It's time to move to unified metrics.
Now again, Prince Charles is speaking out loud. Listen to this, folks.
And global standards. New technologies. We have the ability to tag, track, and trace supply chains in unprecedented ways. Nearly 50 years of trying to champion this cause, I cannot help feeling that finally we are ready to change our trajectory.
He's saying he's been working on this for 50 years. I don't know if people just heard that. The World Economic Forum was founded in 1971 by Klaus Schwab per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. All right. So 1971, the World Economic Forum was founded. He's giving this talk in 2020, which would indicate they've been working together on this for 50 years. Listen to it.
Feeling that finally we are ready to change our trajectory. I believe profoundly in the critical importance at this juncture of forming an unprecedented global alliance of investors, which can genuinely mobilize the kind of trillions of dollars needed to put our economy on the correct path. We know this will take trillions, not billions of dollars. We also know that countries, many of whom are burdened by growing levels of debt, simply
cannot afford to go green. Here we need a vast military-style campaign to marshal the strength of the global private sector. With trillions at its disposal, far beyond global GDP, and with the greatest respect, beyond even the governments of the world's leaders, it offers the only real prospect of achieving fundamental economic transition.
I mean, he just talked about needing trillions of dollars at his disposal, whoever his is. Andrew, I mean, it's unbelievable how now transparent King Charles and Klaus Schwab are about their plans.
So what, you maybe you can go in a little more detail. Maybe you've got more that you've information on. What he's talking about, military. What type of military strategy have you heard him planning? And who's he planning this with?
Well, Klaus Schwab is working with, Bill Gates is part of the Great Reset. Klaus Schwab is part of the Great Reset. Yuval Noah Harari is part of the Great Reset. And, Yuval Noah Harari openly states their plan. So I'll play a clipper for you. Again, this is Yuval Noah Harari. He's praised by Obama, Zuckerberg, and Gates. And he was asked by the New York Times to explain what is the Great Reset all about. And this is what Yuval Noah Harari says out loud.
Over the world. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Because really we haven't seen anything yet. I think the big process that's happening right now in the world is hacking human beings, the ability to hack humans, to understand deeply what's happening within you, what makes you go.
They want to hack humans, and he said that COVID-19 was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
That's interesting. I don't even know how to respond to that one. But I know for one thing, I've heard so much about what that, you know, the COVID-19, what the various, yeah, if you notice, one of the things, if you look at the various vaccines, if you look at the Johnson & Johnson, who's actually a normal vaccine, to see what they've done to try to poo-poo that and to push it away, and you don't even hear about it anymore. And there was another one that was coming out that was a normal vaccine to actually cure the disease. Obviously, they don't want that. So, I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
It's, you know, you're in a spot in a time and place right now where, again, the World Economic Forum is no longer hiding their agenda. But we need to know of a couple important dates here. OK, so the first date we want to write down is December 13th. And this is the executive order that was signed by Joe Biden, executive order 14067. It goes into effect specifically on December 13th of 2022. So listen to this, folks. Executive Order 14067.
Where were you on March 9th, 2022, when President Biden signed the death warrant on American freedom? On that day, in hushed ceremony at the White House, without the approval of Congress, the states, or the American people, Biden signed into law Executive Order 14067. Buried in his order are a few paragraphs titled Section 4. The language in Section 4 makes Order 14067 the most treacherous act by a sitting president in the history of our republic, because Section 4 sets the stage for legal government surveillance of all U.S. citizens, total control over your bank accounts and purchases, and the ability to silence all dissenting voices for good. On March 26, 2022, Fox News sounded the alarm. Biden Order 14067 is a truly remarkable and deeply troubling development. If a digital dollar were to be created, it would dramatically expand the power and influence of the federal government and Federal Reserve in ways most Americans won't understand until it's too late to roll it back. With Biden bucks as our mandatory currency, it would be so easy for the government to confiscate assets and freeze accounts at will. The government doesn't want us holding on to cash. They need us spending some more to prop up their house of cards economy. So how do you stop people holding on to cash? Step one, you eliminate cash altogether with the Biden Bucks digital currency. Then step two, you introduce a negative interest rate on all accounts. After all, you can program a digital currency to do anything at any time. With the negative interest rates, if you don't spend your money, it starts shrinking. Think of it this way. How do you slaughter cattle? You need to get them into a chute first, otherwise they'll all run away. Biden bucks are a digital cattle chute. You cut off access to all other forms of currency. You do away with everything except this programmable, trackable digital dollar. And then you can march us all right to the slaughterhouse. They'll control how and where you spend your money. And if you don't spend it, they'll make it disappear.
The nature of money is going to change quite dramatically. The old systems of trust and of ownership will have to adapt radically.
Okay, there it is again. I mean, you're hearing them explain out loud their plans. Specifically, Biden has signed Executive Order 14067 that would allow people to have their money banned in the same way your social media account can be banned. So right now, if you say something that the government doesn't agree with or that goes against Joe Biden on social media, you can be banned. Your account can be suspended. With programmable currency, the same thing can happen and will happen to your money.
Scary. It's a scary thought. And if you look at it, people are going to accept that. I mean, I was talking the other day, this is totally, may seem unrelated, but it really isn't. I mean, digital era, when it started, when digital started to happen even before the internet, my first thought was we're in trouble. We're in serious trouble because, you know, nowhere in the entire history of the planet has every human being on the planet been able to be controlled if it's so desired. And we can do that. We can actually do that now. And you can even see that, you know, I was talking to my wife. She says, you know, she's all upset that her television show, one of her daytime soap operas, went streaming. So you know what the streaming does now? It means you're forced, number one, you're forced into having that connection to the internet. By being forced into that connection, now you're forced into the digital system, and they're forcing you to monitor what you're watching on the television, what you're listening to on the radio, what you're watching on YouTube. They know who you are and where you are. It's very scary, and it's the first step, and people are accepting this. And they said, why don't you want to accept this? I said, because I like it coming over here. Nobody knows what the hell I'm doing. Now with this digital, you know, it's so trackable there. You have no way to escape that.
You are 100% correct. And I just encourage everybody, write it down. Executive Order 14067. If you go to rumble.com tonight, you search for Executive Order 14067. I've been trying to put this information out to everybody so that they can truly know what is going on here. Now, the next thing I want to share is, you know, there's a lot of times people like myself, I'm just throwing myself under this bus. I have always liked to think about things as there's good people, bad people, there's good, there's bad. But I've never really wanted to get into like spiritual warfare and really, you know, think about it that way until the last couple of years, because it's just, I don't know, my mind is pretty shallow, maybe. I don't know. I just don't. But when you start to see the agenda of the Luciferians being put out there, so let me just give you three examples. One is, you know, Disney is putting out Disney owns a company called FX, a network called FX, and they're putting out a new show here. And the new show they're putting out is a Disney owned product. And the new show is called Little Demon. I'm just going to play the trailer for the new cartoon called Little Demon. Listen to this. This is a Disney program here. Listen to this.
It's been prophesied. It's time to end. And now they are finally united. The dastardly duo who will walk through the universe for the rest of time.
Come to your father, Damien.
Not getting a Damien vibe. Huh, you're a girl.
The future is female. I support and believe you. Wait, hold on. You like this man's suit better. Congrats on shedding first blood.
Ew, can everyone please stop talking about my period?
Oh, God, no, gross. Did your mom tell you that? I'm talking about the teens you murdered.
I didn't mean to.
Don't let other people's moral laws make you think what you did was wrong. Together, you and I can create a future without rules, where you can call your own shots. Live the life you want to live. Thoughts?
Yeah, I've got thoughts. Where have you been my whole life? And what do I have that you suddenly want?
Baby, I'm not a deadbeat dad. You were stolen, and I couldn't find you until you came into your powers. There are these f***ing cosmic laws I can't break. That's why I'm not in hell.
Wait, this isn't hell?
No, this is the metaphysical realm.
Hipsters call it the fringe.
Yeah, this is a show that literally is advocating murder. It's advocating Satan. It's celebrating the Antichrist. It's just right there, out there for everyone to see.
And it's Disney, no less. That's even more scary.
It's just, it's right there. Another example is Lil Nas X, who's probably the most popular rapper right now in America, the hip-hop artist. He has his own shoes called SatanShoes.com. SatanShoes.com that claim to have a drop of human blood inside every pair.
Oh, my Lil goodness.
Nas X. SatanShoes.com. SatanShoes.com.
I wonder where that drop of blood came from. I don't even want to ask.
Yeah, I mean, that's where we're talking about. I mean, it's right there. Now, another example of just the Luciferian agenda at work. You know, the Grammys, they give awards to the top music artist or the top this or the top that. And Dante Bowe is a Christian artist, B-O-W-E, who's probably one of the most popular contemporary Christian music artists today. And, you know, Dante Bowe was asked at the Grammys who he's most excited to see. You know, what artist does he want to see? And he said the following. Listen to what he says. Cool. This is...
You are a Grammy winner, Dante.
Winner tonight. It feels great.
Oh, are the nerves off now that you won? You get to sit back and relax and enjoy the show.
You know, I wanted to take all five, but, you know, the nerves are off, I guess. I'm excited to just see the performers tonight. So, yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing perform?
Is Lil Nas X performing tonight? Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. That's going to be cool, probably. Yeah.
Who are you looking forward to seeing perform?
Is Lil Nas X performing?
The top Christian artist in America just recommended that we watch the artist who has Satan shoes.
I don't even know what to say to that. That's insane. That's crazy.
It's crazy. It's happening. So, I mean, you know, the good thing for guys like you and I that are trying to get the truth out there is it's a lot easier to wake people up now, you know, because you can just hear, you can hear the Luciferian agenda out loud. Now, the Vatican is encouraging all of the Vatican entities to move all of their funds to the Vatican Bank by September 30th of 2022. Why? Why is the Vatican encouraging all entities to move all their funds to the Vatican Bank by September 30th of 2022? Another date, just to put in your mind, you know, Germany right now, they have this chancellor who I'm going to play this audio clip that the person speaking here. You know, this is a let me see if I can find it here. Let me pull it up here. This is what it's called, Watchman on the Wall 88. Let me see if I can get it. It might have been nuked. Let me see if I can find this clip real quick because I think it's worth hearing. Let me see here. Okay. Let me get this real quick. And can I get it real quick here? I think we're going to find it. Okay. And.
Herren, liebe Kolleginnen und Kollegen. Dieser 24. September 2022 wird uns allen als ein Tag im Gedächtnis bleiben, von dem wir später einmal sagen werden, ich weiß noch genau, wo ich war. Herren, liebe.
Okay, and someone out there says, I don't speak German. That didn't do a lot for me. He said, dear colleagues, the 24th of September will be remembered by all of us as a day which we will say, I remember exactly where I was. Isn't that crazy?
September the 24th. What was the plan? Do you know what the plan is for September 24th? Or did they just give that as a scary date?
A German chancellor just gave this. He just gave it. Yep. And by the way, the clip I was going to play for you just got removed from YouTube.
Oh, my goodness. That's insane.
Yep. So, I mean, people, you know, they, they don't maybe... I don't think a lot of people know what's going on, but I think it's becoming more and more impossible for people to not understand. So I just encourage people to understand it's the Great Reset versus the Great Reawakening. And people always ask me, you know, Clay, why are you and Kash Patel and General Flynn, why are you guys doing these events? You know, what's your motive for doing them? We're doing these because everyone needs to know there's the Great Reset and there's the Great Reawakening. And you have to pick a side. You have to pick a side. Are you in favor of God and country and freedom? Are you on team Jesus or are you on team Satan? Because you have to pick a date. You have to pick a side, a team. You have to pick a date. You know, when are you going to wake up? What day are you going to start living for Christ? What day are you going to start standing up and speaking up? And what day are you going to start committing yourself to God and country? You know, because right now I'm telling you, team Luciferian is out in the open, openly telling you when they are going to be implementing their timeline. It is getting absolutely outright horrific at this point.
And the question I have, as we have about 7 minutes, 8 minutes left, what do we do about it? What can we do? How can we fight this? It's huge. Do we just wait for the end of times and wait for Jesus to take us with him? Or is there something we can do to help stop this? I mean, this is a huge machine. This is an evil, just a evil presence across the entire planet. I have no idea how to stop it.
Well, I'm going to give your listeners a lot of tools here, and they're vastly free. So tool number one is I encourage you to read Matthew chapter 24 tonight. Get educated about what's going on. I mean, it takes about an hour to read Matthew chapter 24 and really understand it. But Jesus clearly told his disciples the things to look for: wars and rumors of wars and famines and pestilences, people betraying one another, and iniquity shall abound. I mean, look it up. I mean, we're living through it. Second thing we want to do here is we want to make sure we're right with God. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, make sure you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and that you repent from your sins and you stop doing the perpetual jackassery that's gotten you into the place where you're at right now. Next thing we want to do, if you're looking for a job that doesn't require the RNA modifying nanotechnology shots, I mean, if you're looking for a job that does not require the COVID-19 shots, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can find thousands of jobs available listed right there. And if you're an employer today and you don't require the shots, you can sign up for free at timetofreeamerica.com to help provide jobs for your fellow man. Next, if you're looking for COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions, we have a network of pastors we've assembled. And if you go out of timetofreeamerica.com and you fill out the form, bam, you'll have pastors reach out to you, and they've signed over 75,000 COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. Next, if you want to download the book called The Great Reset versus The Great Reawakening to wake up your friends and family, you can download it for free at timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. If you want to watch the documentary tonight for free, you know, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, they're all in there. I mean, you can watch it, Mel Kay, timetofreeamerica.com. It's there. And then finally, if you want to get connected, you want to get connected with lawyers, doctors, attorneys, politicians that aren't just sitting back and doing nothing, people that are actually in the fight. If you want to see Kash Patel, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Tenpenny, Eric Trump, General Flynn, if you want to get involved with Jim Caviezel and all these folks that are actually doing something, you can go to timetofreeamerica.com. We have 71 tickets remaining now for the Reawaken America Tour, Washington, Idaho. We've got now, that's in September or October. We've got the Reawaken America Tour in Pennsylvania. We now have those tickets are on sale. And then Branson, and that's going to be in November 4th and 5th. So again, folks, those are tools available for you. Everything I've said on today's show is cited. It is vetted. You can find all the information at timetofreeamerica.com.
Well, yeah, I've got a lot of friends in Pennsylvania, where I live in Pennsylvania. Of course, where are you going to be in Pennsylvania in October?
Manheim.
Manheim. Okay, excellent. Maybe I'll have to stop by and check it out. It's pretty cool. You got a great project, a great plan. You know, I've seen what went on with this. I've been debating, and the conservatives, the Republicans, the supposed conservatives have no desire to fight with us. There are very few of them that are willing to fight, but the a lot of the liberals are definitely fighting against us. And I've debated them and said, look, you know, the dumb things like this, somebody dropped a limit to $600 when you go on eBay or something and you want to sell your old couch or something, they're going to come after your bank account for it. Is it legal? Well, sure. I mean, my uncle used to always say, hey, you're supposed to pay your dues. But, you know, when you're a little person, you're a little guy on the bottom and you want to, you know, sell a couch, sell an old TV or something, you might have a computer, you can't afford to be hiring an accountant, an attorney to and getting a tax exempt number and an accountant to pay these stupid taxes and sort them all out. And they laugh at me when I say that. They, well, it's a legal thing. We're trying to collect all the taxes, every single bit of tax that we can from the people. Yet they won't collect it from the rich people. Not that that would even help, because they would just tax us downhill. I mean, it's insane. It's crazy. And now they're going to observe the whole thing. That's the starting point, because now they're making the banks follow that. And they just, I don't know if you've heard, but they just, Visa, I think it was, just mandated that every gun sale be classified as gun sale rather than general merchandise, even though no other product is classified other than general merchandise when it's sold by under Visa or MasterCard.
There it is. It's called the Great Reset. It's happening right now, folks. I encourage everybody to get involved and wake up. And again, timetofreeamerica.com is where you can find all the resources that I have to provide for you.
Fantastic. We're going to shut it down. We're just about out of time, Clay. I want to give you your final thoughts, and then we're going to close this down for the evening. If you want to come back, you're always welcome back again. You're great to talk to. We'd love to hear about your progress you're making. Please don't let us promote you. And you're just a great thing. And the more we can get band together, and if nothing else, we can save our souls, if not our nation. But why don't you close, and then we'll have a quick prayer, and we'll call it a night.
Well, I'll just say this. I mean, if you're listening here today and you're going, I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what's going on. I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know. Fact, fiction, I don't know. Well, the good thing about what's happening is the Luciferians are saying out loud their plan. So, you know, Klaus Schwab is openly saying, listen to what he said to Charlie Rose. Charlie Rose says, hey, what's the fourth industrial revolution about? What's the Great Reset all about? He says this out loud.
You now say that you want to talk about in this year's conference.
So they have this, you know, meandering conversation. And if you want to go to charlierose.com and listen to it, you can. But listen to what he says out loud.
A new horizon for medical science.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah. And of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
Yeah. And offers certain kinds of possibilities that have to be careful about, when you began to do that kind of gene editing, some people worry that you were changing.
I mean, they're just saying out loud. He says the difference of the fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't so much change what you're doing as much as it changes you if you take the genetic editing. I mean, they're saying it out loud.
It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Let's pray for our nation. If you have a moment, we're going to pray before we shut the show down. Okay, Clay?
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Yeah.
My Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we pray that you shine your glory upon the entire world, that you bring to light to all these people who have been blinded by the iniquities that are being dropped upon us, that you shine their light and show them what really is going on. You know, bring them to people like Clay and the others who are fighting this great battle. And in the end, if we should lose and we should fail, know that we have supported you all along, Jesus, and that in your name and your Heavenly Father's name, that we will always be with you. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for carving out time. I really do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for coming aboard again, Clay Clark, with the Reawaken America Tour. Always welcome back again. We're going to quick close, and then we'll say good evening, okay?
All right. You take care.
Thanks again.
Bye-bye.